السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. No to Trump, no to NATO. We refuse to cooperate with the disbelievers. Translated. 22 years later, Turkey is preparing to host another NATO summit, this time for an alliance of occupying powers. For the summit, to be held on July 7th and 8th in Ankara, a state of near emergency has been declared in the city. Extensive preparations have been underway for months to welcome U.S. President Trump and the leaders of 32 other countries. These preparations include widening and resurfacing roads, replacing manhole covers, landscaping and planting trees, constructing new meeting buildings, painting building facades, decorating streets and roads with NATO advertisements, even imposing a uniform on taxi drivers, and rounding up all stray dogs from the streets of Ankara in a single night. All these preparations were not for the benefit of the Muslim Turkish people, but rather for kuffar, disbelieving leaders, who will only be in Ankara for 2 days. It was conveniently forgotten that one of Epstein's associates, Trump, who will be received in Ankara with lavish ceremonies, is complicit in the massacres and genocide being perpetrated in Gaza. His participation in the summit, at Turkey's invitation, was even met with cheers and applause. And to ensure the security of the United States and Western countries, raids were launched on the homes of the local population and arrests and detentions were carried out. We in Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya Turkey, affirm that hosting the leaders of NATO member states, the Alliance of Occupation, on Ankara's soil is a betrayal to Allah, Islam, and Muslims. Furthermore, we do not want Trump nor NATO on our land, and we categorically reject cooperation with the disbelievers. NATO was founded in 1949 and remained throughout the Cold War a collective alliance protecting America and Western countries against the Soviet Union. For over 40 years, this alliance did not undertake any military intervention against the Soviet Union. But after 1990, it changed its concept of threat, making the Middle East and Muslim lands its target. Its military operations and occupations of Bosnia, Kosovo, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, and other Muslim lands constitute clear evidence of its true objectives thereafter. Therefore, Turkey's hosting of the NATO summit in Istanbul in 2004, while Afghanistan and Iraq were under occupation, was a great disgrace. Repeating this betrayal 22 years later is not a source of pride for the rulers, but rather a source of humiliation and disgrace. Allah Almighty said, "Do you seek honor and power through that company? Surely all honor and power belongs to Allah." Surah An-Nisa, ayah 139. Turkey's involvement in NATO, which represents an alliance of evil, has brought no benefit to us or our Muslim neighbors to this day. The reason for the great importance the United States and Western countries attach to Turkey is their desire to use it as a buffer zone to protect themselves from the dangers that threaten them. Therefore, Turkey, which processes the second largest army in NATO, should use its military strength, manpower, population, strategic location, and achievements in defense industries not to protect Western kuffar, but to protect Muslims and lead the Muslim world. Allah Almighty says, "And Allah will never grant the disbelievers a way over the believers." Surah An-Nisa, ayah 141. NATO, led by the United States, is a crusader alliance, and all disbelief is united against Muslims. The Muslim Ummah today needs a state that unites Muslims, namely the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, the state that the United States and NATO fear. Therefore, Turkey's duty is not to be an advanced base for this evil alliance, but rather to return, as it did historically, to leading the Muslim Ummah by re-establishing the Khilafah al-Rashida. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Turkey. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.